The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Coming soon from Graphic Audio. In the land of towering mountains and howling winds, the young man named Preacher has found a home. In the wilds, he has learned the rules of survival, and he has killed in order to live.
Two men began moving around each other warily, now entirely circled by people who had come from all over the rendezvous, drawn to the spectacle of a fight to the death. Bouchette moved in, raised his left hand as if to shield what he was going to do, then raised his knife hand to come in behind that shield. Bouchette moved his knife hand back down swiftly, as quickly as a striking snake, and thrust it toward Preacher. Preacher felt the knife burn as it opened a cut on his side, but he managed to twist away, barely avoiding the killing thrust. He responded with a quick counter thrust.
Oh, it's at the hell of a thing.
But now, something is forcing Preacher out of his Rocky Mountain range for the so-called civilized world. It is the memory of a woman, his first and only true love.
Before you left St. Louis, did you hear about Jenny getting killed?
Oh, heavens, yes. It was all anyone talked about for a while. It's a shame about her. Such a pretty young girl. Sometimes it seems like there's no justice anymore.
Oh, there'll be justice, all right. And the scales will be weighted with blood.
The murderer's bloody trail will lead Preacher from St. Louis eastward, with a stopover at his childhood home. But even the rekindled fire of family won't detain Preacher from his pursuit. And soon he'll arrive at the site of his blood vengeance. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love.
Your name is Theodore Epson?
It is. And you are?
Preacher.
Preacher?
That's all you need to know, Epson. Jenny was a friend of mine. In fact, she was a very special friend, if you get my meaning.
Jenny?
Yeah, Jenny. You remember her, I'm sure. She's a young lady you stole $950 from.
I did no such thing.
The hell you didn't. Both Mr. Ashley and Jenny gave you the money to pay off her mortgage, and you kept it.
There are no signed papers anywhere to support that claim. You would never be able to prove that in a court of justice.
You just don't understand, do you, Epson? I don't need to prove it. I only need to believe it. Because I'm the only justice you'll ever see.
But what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't intend to do anything just yet. You're my bait.
Your bait?
I'm a fur trapper, Epson. I don't catch my quarry without using bait. Right now, my quarry's the man who killed Jenny. Things didn't work out quite the way he thought they would. So it's my bet he'll be looking you up. Since he's already in Philadelphia, all I have to do is keep an eye on you. Like I said, Epson, you're the bait.
Preacher's about to learn a hard lesson. For even the best laid plans of mice and mountain men often go awry.
Preacher raised his weapon. Remaining on his belly, Preacher crawled forward until he reached the body of the man he had just shot. Rolling him over, he saw that the man was dead. He also saw that it was not Ben Cavendish.
Did you get him? Scott, did you get him?
Shut up, Gray! The son of a bitch got Scott! Scott is dead!
Kelly, Gray, quit your jabbering and wait for a shot! Cavendish! I'm coming for you, Cavendish!
Come ahead, you son of a bitch!
Preacher saw his bullet strike sparks as it hit a rock. He knew at once that he hadn't killed Cavendish. The best he could have done was to send shards of bullet or rock into him. That was painful, but certainly not fatal.
Kelly, he's already fired twice. Unless he's carrying a whole bag of guns, he's got nothing left.
Let's get him!
Suddenly, two men jumped up from their place of concealment, no more than 30 feet in front of Preacher. Preacher filled his hands with his two knives. He waited until they had closed within 10 feet, then suddenly stood up in front of them.
There he is!
Here I am!
Don't miss one action-charged minute of William W. Johnstone's The First Mountain Man 10, Preacher's Justice. Available soon in Graphic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?